Oh my gosh, I was just looking at our daily facepalm, and you're going to have to stay. That's going to be right around 8:30. You're going to have to stay around for that. Welcome to the program. It's a new day at 1180 WFY. you're going to like this one. It's really funny, actually. Really, really funny. And then we got a flip side to it, too. We got a if you don't know what a facepalm is, it's when something ridiculous happens and you just put your hand to your head, you just kind of smack your face and you're like, oh, you may bury your head in your hands. That's what a facepalm is. I find that people don't know about that as much as I thought they did. Maybe that's just a YouTube thing. I like YouTube. I'm a YouTuber. I don't make videos, but I watch a lot of videos on YouTube. A lot of stuff on there probably you shouldn't watch either. Try to stay away from that stuff. But you go ahead and call in at 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Toll free at 1-877-667-1180. Hadn't said that one in a while. 1-877-667-1180. Mike Levins here, and it's wonderful to be with you this morning. And hope you're having a wonderful morning. Hope the roads are doing all right out there for you. And I hope that you are having a good time driving to work. Now, just to just to kind of let you know about the direction of our program today, we got a couple different stories that we could go to, and some of which we're going to talk about. There's this NYPD story where Commissioner Bill Bratton says it's hard to hire black cops because too many have criminal histories. That's a headline in the NY Daily News. So I was just reading that a little bit before. There are stereotypes that are going on in our society today. Stereotypes of what it means to be a black person and what it means to be a white person. A lot of them are true. A lot of them should not necessarily be used to think less of our fellow human being, though. I think that's the bottom line. I try to boil things down as much as I can. And this commissioner is falling under a lot of heat now because of his comments. Now, let's look at the demographics of New York City. Okay, about 15% of the force right now of the NYPD is black. People are calling for that number to increase. Well, let's look at the demographics of New York City. Okay, this is quickfacts.census.gov. All right, this was done by the census. This was 2010 when this was last done. There are 25% of black people in the city of New York. 25% of the people in New York are black. That's the bottom line. So, not to mention that some people who apply may have criminal records, and that's because, quite honestly, he's police chief. I don't think he... Now, there's a huge controversy because apparently one reporter took the article out of context and said something. I'm trying to get my bearings here with all this stuff because this happens so quickly. You have to become an expert on something overnight. Now, apparently, the controversy came into play when he was saying that the reason why, or the reporter said that, made a link between a stop and frisk policy, controversial policy that it is in the NYPD, saying that that was linked to the growing number of criminal records of African Americans. And that's what Bill Bratton said. I believe that's where the controversy comes from. And he says, no, that's ridiculous. And Bratton, apparently, according to the New York Daily Times, New York Daily News, I'm sorry, nydailynews.com, Bratton went ballistic. Quote, we're demanding a retraction and a correction because the story was a total misrepresentation of the original story, said the commissioner, referring to another story published Tuesday by The Guardian. Quote, the original interview was done by one reporter, and then they had a second reporter who took the first reporter's story and totally misrepresented it in the second article, Bratton told reporters. The city's top cop went on to double down on his statement that many candidates of color were wiped out by criminal histories. Quote, that's well known. It's an unfortunate fact that in the male black population, a very significant percentage of them, more so than whites or other minority candidates because of convictions, prison records, are never going to be hired by a police department. That's a reality. That's not a byproduct of stop and frisk, which is where the controversy came from. He added that within black communities, some 15 to 20% of black males have some type of criminal history. and that's an issue of great concern in the black community. The Guardian did not respond to requests for comment, according to the NY Daily News, nydailynews.com. And here's where you know it's a legitimate problem that they're trying to work through. A spokeswoman for Mayor de Blasio, who is one of the... He's a communist. He's a socialist, essentially. Said that the mayor is, quote, is committed to a diverse police force, and he and the police commissioner are committed to recruiting officers that reflect New York City's diversity. That's how you know it's a real issue right there. Because they're not coming out and saying, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe Brad made such a comment like this. They're not coming out and saying that. They're coming out and saying they're committed to hiring officers of all ethnicities. They're not coming out and saying that this is an outrage. Someone finally is standing by their police department. Thank God. Someone's standing by their police department. Because after all, folks, we want these people to protect us. We do. We really do. And if we criticize them for everything they do in their job when, quite frankly, we know nothing about it, let's just be honest, then they're eventually going to get angry and not want to do it anymore. Has anyone thought of that at all? 610-539-TALK. Logic is an amazing thing. It works. It really does. I promise you it does. I use it every day. I use it to get in my car. I use it to turn my key. When I turn my key, I know it's going to turn the ignition, which is going to start the alternator, which is going to start the engine and start the motor and get it running and get me to work, and which is going to allow me to make money so that I can pay my bills and get married. I'm getting married, by the way, so. Yep, that's right. I'm getting married, and it's going to be really happy. Oh, thank you. It's going to be really nice, and it's going to be really, really fun this year. I can't wait. My beautiful fiance, I cannot wait to spend the rest of my life with her. Enough about me. Let's go ahead and get back to the headline. So, if we looked at the demographics of the city, you know, there's no way that they're going to be able to get, and that, well, They may on the police force, but if we're looking at an accurate depiction of the city of New York, only 25% of the people are black, then I would have to say, if you're looking for an accurate depiction of the racial diversity of New York City, then you should only have 25% of the NYPD, at the most, being black, in order to avoid any connotation of racism or unbalanced interview processes, unbalanced procedures and vetting out candidates, you know, to avoid all that stuff. That's what I think. What do you think? 610-539-TALK, the number to call. So that's that story. That's what's going on in New York. Now, here's an interesting one. According to MSN.com, a woman has been charged with murder for taking abortion pills. Here's an interesting article. Let me read you a little bit of this. Quote, this is from Genevieve Wilson, a director of the anti-abortion group Georgia Right to Life. I've been involved in the pro-life movement for well over 20 years, and I'm not aware of a situation like this ever. I'm very surprised by it. Kenlicia Jones, 23, of Albany, was being held at the Doherty County Jail. This is MSN.com by the Associated Press. On charges of malice murder and possession of a dangerous drug. This is Albany, Georgia, by the way, not Albany, New York. Albany, Georgia. District Attorney Gray Edwards said Tuesday evening he's reviewing the case and is unsure whether he'll ultimately prosecute Jones, though he said that, quote, as of right now, she's still charged. Jones was arrested Saturday after a county social services worker called the police to a hospital, according to an Albany police report. A hospital social worker told police that Jones said she had taken four pills she purchased over the internet, quote, to induce labor because she and her boyfriend had broken up. The social worker told police Jones went into labor and delivered the fetus in a car on the way to the hospital. The fetus did not survive. The police report does not say how far along Jones was in her pregnancy. WALB-TV reported earlier that authorities said Jones was about 5.5 months pregnant. Prosecuting Jones seems at odds with Georgia case law, said Lynn Paltrow, an attorney and executive director of National Advocates for Pregnant Women, a legal group in New York. She noted state law explicitly prohibits prosecuting women for feticide involving their own pregnancies. Oh, give me a break. All right, and here's where I stop and go. Hold the spin. Hold the junk you're trying to put over us. Okay, you're going to call this feticide? She gave birth to the fetus in a car on the way to the hospital. The fetus is no longer a fetus when it is born. It is a preemie. Premature. Premature child. The fetus did not survive? Are you kidding me? That's the only thing that you have to stand on, that a fetus is a fetus before it leaves the womb. Which is ridiculous in and of itself that people think that just because something is in the womb, it's a fetus and therefore we could kill it. A baby. I'll change the words that are used in this article. Delivered the baby in a car on the way to the hospital. The baby did not survive. Oy vey, give me a break. We're going to get back to this in just a moment. It's a new day, 1180 WFYL.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach, Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up your diet with nutritious, yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jacques. I'm with Pet Chat, and you could find Pet Chat on AM 1180 WFYL every Saturday at 12:05 p.m. So please tune in. We have special guests. We talk about pets and other stuff. You'll learn so much about people's pets, habits, jobs related to pets, pet foods, and the like. So tune in to Pet Chat with Jacques and Diane every Saturday, 12:05, 1180 WFYL.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's a beautiful morning here in southeast Pennsylvania. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. Mike Levin's here, and joining me in studio, we have a wonderful woman who's going to tell you about a great program, because we're taking a little break from the headlines here. We're going to tell you about someone who's being involved in the community and who's going to have something to speak to your health. Most importantly, we have Christina DeVirgilis joining us in studio this morning. Christina, how you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing just dandy this morning. Thank you so much for asking. Again, you can call in 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We were just talking about an article before about this whole woman deal and Albany, Georgia, not New York, who's apparently getting charged with some criminal, but we're going to put that on the shelf for now. And we got something about your health this morning. Christina, you're with a company called Take Shape for Life. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And tell me a little bit, what is Take Shape for Life? It has to do with what? Getting in shape? Is it just an exercise program? Is it a diet? I mean, what is it? The name kind of gives me a little bit of a picture, but.
Right. Well, and that's a misconception with a lot of people. They think it's all about exercise, and it's not. We work with people on healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So our clients range. It could be somebody that's stressed out. It could be somebody that is walking in that fog. It could also be disease management, weight management. We do look at getting your body in motion because that's an important part. 70% of it's nutrition, 30% is exercise, but you can't outrun your fork. So we look at putting the body back into balance through nutrition. We also work with sports medicine. We work with doctors and helping their patients get healthy. So we look at the overall balance of somebody's life.
I've never heard that phrase before. That's actually quite ingenious. You can never outrun your fork.
You can't.
I kid myself sometimes. I think maybe I can sometimes. And I mean, I'm young, so I'm relatively, I've got a good metabolism right now. You know, I'm relatively fit. I think I'm relatively fit. I need to work out. I know I need to work out. But I always thought that you could outrun your fork. You're telling me that I can't?
A lot of people feel that exercise is the number one thing when they're getting their body into balance. And then they end up hitting a wall, a certain part into their journey. And what they're not realizing is that the nutrition that they're fueling themselves with, also the stress, their sleep, their hydration, all of those things play such a key part into the overall balance and wellness of someone.
Now that makes a lot of sense. You know, stress especially, because I know that you know, that causes your body to store more fat, right?
Correct. Yes.
So tell me, because it sounds like this is pretty comprehensive. You probably have to know a lot to get involved with Take Shape for Life. I mean, because you're really talking about, I mean, because you're not just talking about diet, you're not just talking about exercise, you're really talking about, I guess, a holistic picture. Is that a good description?
Overall, we're looking at 100% of the balance of somebody's life. So we even go into triggers and behaviors as to, is somebody a boredom eater? Is somebody a stress eater? Does somebody have that person next to them at the desk that constantly is bringing in donuts and candy and is sabotaging their life?
No.
We work with people like that because those are stressful environments. To work with us and to do what we do is another comprehensive, great aspect of being able to work with a trainer and mentor. And that's what myself and my husband also do. So if somebody's interested in doing what we do and helping others and getting on our mission of paying it forward and helping people be balanced, we work with them hand in hand. We help them through their certifications and with their clients.
Now, how long have you guys been married? Can I just ask?
How long have we been married?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we have our 10-year anniversary tomorrow.
Really?
Yes, but we were best friends for years and years before that.
Well, congratulations.
We need
a little applause about that one. 10 years. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That is excellent. It's such a, I love hearing about people who are really sticking to it. You know, marriage isn't easy all the time. You know, it's very hard at times. And the fact that you're committed to each other and that you're keeping that going and for 10 years, that's awesome. That's a great feat. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we were married before. I mean, not married before. We were best friends before.
Gotcha.
And we also have gone through this personal journey with Take Shape for Life ourselves. And together have lost over 160 pounds and controlling some disease. So being able to work together and work with others and paying it forward.
Where's that applause button? There it is. Okay, there we go. We got another one for anyway. Okay, 160 pounds.
Together, yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so you did this together. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit of your story, how you guys got involved.
So back in 2008, I was on a downward spiral with my health. And my husband's side of the family, all the males have had high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, the whole thing. And it was really a struggle for both of us. So I started my journey myself. Somebody offered this program to me, held my hand, walked me through it, got me in balance nutritionally. I was feeling better. And since 2008, I've maintained the 110-pound weight loss, and all of my health issues are since gone that I had in the beginning. So I did so well that I was offered this opportunity to help others and pay it forward. Same with my husband. Really wiped out all of the disease concerns, and we're moving forward and helping people move forward and create that balance in life. And 6.5 years later, we're doing absolutely what we love to do and what we feel we were meant to do.
And the reason this is so important is because there are so many ills, not just physical ills, but just ills even in our society that are caused by neglecting our health. And that has many different factors to it. Stress, diet, whether just how much. It's all inextricably linked. And you went through this journey yourself. That's quite a story. That is quite an accomplishment as well.
I did. And the neat thing about what we do is we are very transparent. And we get to walk alongside of somebody, hold their hand from A to Z. And we never leave, even when they've had success and they're maintaining. We're still there for them for a lifetime. And being able to express to them, I was there. I know how you feel. It's okay. We're going to get through this together. And then the focus on the mental part, the healthy mind, we work through an amazing Habits of Health system that was created by our founder, Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. And he has done an incredible job of giving us the tools to help our clients, not only in the healthy body, but the healthy mind. And that rolls into the healthy finances.
So you're a counselor of sorts.
Well, we're not a psychologist.
No, you're not a psychologist, but a counselor is in someone who, you know, you're going to be able to run stuff, you know, or people will be able to run stuff off of you.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. We help them in all aspects.
Yeah. Well, how can they get in contact with you, Christina? What's a great way to do that if maybe they wanted to look into the program for themselves?
Well, they can either call us at 215-206-5541, or they can go to our website, which is gethealthy4life.tsfl.com.
So that's gethealthy4life.tsfl.com.
.tsfl.com.
And the number again, 215-206-5541, if you'd like to get in contact with Christina. I love bringing people like you in here because you're involved in the community and you are shaping our community for the better. Thank you so much for joining us on the air this morning.
Thank you for having me. It was really exciting.
Well, good. Good. Glad to have you here. We got to head to a break. When we return, we're going to get to more headlines and more things in the news. Get healthy, the number 4life.tsfl.com. Get healthy, the number 4life.tsfl.com. Take shape for life.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Police come up empty looking for two prison escapees in Willsboro, New York.
The manhunt for Richard Matt and David Sweat continues. Searchers walked shoulder to shoulder, wearing bulletproof vests and carrying guns as they went through the woods and fields and checked homes. Matt and Sweat were discovered missing from Clinton Correctional Facility early Saturday.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Sources are now telling Fox Business Network investigators believe a prison tailor got the men power tools and was supposed to provide a getaway car but panicked. On the table, a plan to send 400 more troops to Iraq.
Fox News has been told their duties would include setting up an additional training base in Anbar province. The Pentagon has made the recommendation and sent it to the White House. There are roughly 3,000 U.S. troops in Iraq right now.
Fox News Radio's Bill Vitka. According to the Pentagon, the goal here is to get more Sunnis involved in the fight against Islamic State terrorists. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. Takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that's something I think you definitely need to get involved with. That was awesome having Christina DeVirgilis here in our studio. That website, one more time, is gethealthyforlife.tsfl, which just stands for Take Shape for Life. So, .tsfl.com, gethealthyforlife.tsfl.com, a really holistic approach to getting healthy and getting your life on the right track. 160 pounds she lost? Good Lord, I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine what that was like. But she did it, and congratulations to her. 10-year anniversary tomorrow, too. How about that? That's absolutely wonderful to be able to have someone celebrate that with them on the air. Mike Levin's here. You can call in 610-539-2222. Talk, 610-539-TALK. Okay, more headlines. We're moving into our meat here on the tail end of our program. So this woman's going to get charged with murder, or at least she has a murder charge right now because she purchased some pills over the internet to induce labor. This is out of Albany, Georgia, because she broke up with her boyfriend. And I hate how this article calls the baby a fetus, because the fetus, quote unquote, was delivered in a car. I thought that was the difference between a baby and a fetus. As ridiculous as that difference is, as astounding it is, I apparently haven't reached that logical plane yet to be able to differentiate between a fetus and a baby, simply because one is inside the womb and one is outside the womb. I haven't been able to fully grasp that, I guess. I'm not on the same intellectual plane as those who are more learned than I. But the baby had been born in the car. Now, if the death of the baby in the car, if that's where the charge is coming from, then why is the charge getting dropped? This is not feticide. It's a feticide because it's a premature baby. She was apparently about 5.5 months pregnant. WALB-TV reported earlier that authorities said that about Jones. Her grandmother didn't know that she was pregnant, and she said that her granddaughter often seems troubled and likely needs professional counseling more than jail. Well, maybe she needs consequences for her actions, and we've been talking about the justice system on here before. Definitely needs some reform, because a lot of people go into jail, they come out, and sometimes they just want to go right back in, and that's not good. It's supposed to rehabilitate people. It's supposed to get them back on the right track. Not supposed to just simply keep them confined. There are consequences for one's actions, and that needs to be known as well, but there does need to be some rehabilitation. So she probably needs both. Probably needs a little bit of counseling and jail, unfortunately. Quote, I think now, in the position she's in, she needs to be evaluated. That's her grandmother, the one in question, grandmother talking about her granddaughter. Quote, she's just not herself. And some people would say that this is her right to do this when a family member acknowledges that something clearly is wrong. Apparently that's her right and it's her freedom, and she should feel completely enabled to do that and forget about all the psychological problems that could be going on motivating her to do such a thing. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. All right, are you ready for it? I'm ready for it. I'm definitely ready for it this morning. It's time for your daily facepalm. Alrighty, so this comes from metro.co.uk. So a man has been fined 1,400 euros because, and other female students have said that this stunt is, quote, very romantic. Ion Zadmov, I'm butchering that name, I know it. Zadmov, who's 20, was busted when he dressed up in his girlfriend's clothes to sit her exams for her. You didn't think this one through here, did you, Ion? I'm looking at a picture, a grainy picture, mind you, of this man who I guess has a wig on. Has his girlfriend's clothes on. He didn't even shave his legs. It's like, dude, what are you doing? I can see that your legs are a forest from a grainy picture. So, he was busted when invigilators, that's a term I have not seen before, I'm reading from metro.co.uk, heard his deep voice and realized, with an S, he was a man. Zadmov apparently is from Kazakhstan, however you say it, hatched the plan after his girlfriend was too nervous to sit for her exam. Well, how romantic, I guess. A spokesman for the exam board said that, quote, he tried speaking in a high voice, but it was obvious then that he was a male. A fellow student weighed in on the matter. Darija Nestorova said it was stupid, but very romantic. Quote, sometimes love leads us to do silly things. I love this comment. I wish my boyfriend was this romantic. A local businessman stepped in to pay half of his fine after the story broke in Zetasai in South Kazakhstan. I wish my boyfriend was this romantic, said fellow student. So I don't know if you'd be so happy, though, if you walked in and found your boyfriend trying on your clothes and putting on a wig. The context may throw you for a loop there. That's your daily Facebook news. Celebrate as you're on your way to work this morning. Oh, it's wonderful. And he doesn't make a very good-looking girl. He just doesn't. It's a grainy picture, and I could tell. It's not even, it's like, oof. Oof. Like, if you didn't know, it would be quite easy to deduce. If someone asked you, do you think this picture is one of a man? I could see a little bit of hair. Now, maybe that's just a grain from the photo, but I could see it on his legs. Ooh. He didn't do a good job of pulling off the whole women thing. But apparently it's romantic. So remember, men, when we're trying to figure out what the ladies in our lives are telling us, that when all else fails, sitting in for an exam that they're nervous about by dressing for them, as ridiculous as it may be, will come off as romantic. And put that in your pipe and smoke it. 610-539-8255. I'm not advocating for tobacco use or marijuana there, by the way. 610-539-TALK, the number to call at your daily Facebook. Here's the flip side. Here's a story of something nice actually happening in the UK. Again, from metro.co.uk, Britain's biggest family just welcomed their 18th child. And get this, refused to claim any state benefits. The Radfords of Morecambe, Lancashire, I hope I'm saying that right, I say that a lot, has welcomed their 18th child, a little girl called Hallie Althea Beau, into the family. The family are the biggest in Britain and do not claim any state benefits. Parents Sue and Noel Radford, both 43, who run a bakery business, have not ruled out having more children, described their new daughter as beautiful after she was born weighing 7 pounds and 15 ounces last Tuesday, and she is a cutie. Hallie has now joined her brothers and sisters, Chris, who's 26, Sophie, 21. The list kind of goes on for a little while. I'm not going to read all the names because there's 19 of them. The couple's 17th child, Alfie, died at 26 weeks into Mrs. Radford's pregnancy. Hallie's middle name has been given in tribute to Alfie, was born on June 8th after Mrs. Radford was in Royal Lancaster Infirmary for a routine checkup. But Hallie's movements have slowed, so she was induced and ended up giving birth the next day. Mrs. Radford wrote on the family blog, on Tuesday evening, I decided to go to the hospital just to get a checkup, as she hadn't been moving the same as she usually did that time of day. I thought that they would just put me on a monitor for half an hour and then be sent home, but that was not to be. Even after a good trace, they decided to induce me due to reduced movements. I was so relieved, as I've been so anxious this last few weeks, and particularly that day. The family are not actively trying to have more children, by the way. They appeared in a guess in Britain, a Channel 4 TV documentary, 16 Kids and Counting. Wonder where they got that title. Were Mr. and Mrs. Radford, they were apparently childhood sweethearts. They had their first child aged just 14. I don't know if I'm getting that line there, but that's the flip side. You have Britain's biggest family not accepting an ounce of state benefits. That's nice, because we hear a lot the stereotype of people having more and more children just to get the benefits. We're going to head to a break, but in a moment, we're going to wrap up the program. We got your Ukrainian update coming up in just a moment.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. Takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. The book of Nehemiah records an amazing story of how Nehemiah accomplished great things against all odds. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Though we have great national concerns today, all Israel had even greater concerns. A collapsed nation, a destroyed temple, a sacked capital, walls torn down, city gates burned with fire, the people living as captives in foreign lands. Yet God was mightily at work. First the enemy, King Cyrus himself, said he was moved of the Lord to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, and he sanctioned the work. Then God raised up necessary leaders, the elders, priests, Ezra, volunteers, and then Nehemiah. Nehemiah's task? To organize the physical work of laying new foundations, rebuilding broken walls, and all in the face of enormous opposition. But Nehemiah did the work because he could say with confidence, "The good hand of my God is upon me." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, saying, be encouraged. Can you say with Nehemiah that God's good hand is on you? Because that's the key.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
What a beautiful morning. Hey, how you doing? Mike Levins here. Welcome back to the program. 1180 WFYL, it's a new day. You can call in 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. Now, Ukraine has fallen out of the news media light for some time, and we're going to try to bring it back here in just a moment because developing now out of Ukraine are some interesting deaths of Russian soldiers that are now raising some questions because there's mounting evidence suggesting that they died fighting in Ukraine. Now, to me, this isn't necessarily news, but to the rest of the world, I guess, it's news that Russian soldiers could be operating in Ukraine. We've had plenty of people on the air talking about this, talking about the situation in Ukraine, how Russia is involved in Ukraine, how they have troops, how basically, and even Vladimir Putin came under fire by the president the other day, basically accusing him of trying to restore the Soviet-run nation to its former tyrannical glory. And we're seeing that because I'm looking at a Sky News article, so news.sky.com. Headline, Russian soldiers' deaths raise Ukraine questions. Vladimir Putin says there are no Russian soldiers in Ukraine. Huh. What else does he say? But the deaths of three young servicemen tell a different story, apparently. Our team, this is Sky News, traveled to remote villages in central and southern Russia to find the freshly dug graves of three young men, each bearing a wreath from the Russia's Ministry of Defense. Anton Savelyev, Timur, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name, and Ivan Kartopolov died on the same day, the 5th of May, 2015. Social media activists connected their deaths through tributes posted online and identified the locations of their graves. They found references to the elite 16th Brigade Spetsnaz, but when Sky News asked at the base, they denied having heard of any of the men. Imagine that. We found the first grave in a small cemetery in the Tambov region of southern Russia, a few miles from where the 16th Brigade is based. Anton Savelyev died the week before his 21st birthday. A framed photo shows him wearing Russia's paratrooper uniform, the same uniform worn by the 16th Brigade. He was pictured on social media standing in front of the 16th Brigade Memorial. On his grave, there was a wreath addressed, quote, to the defender of the fatherland from the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation. Other flowers were marked from comrades and from the command unit. A lady who knows the family said Anton Savelyev, quote, died heroically, but asked us not to give her name for fear of the consequences of speaking out. Quote, they were sent to Rostov in Ukraine, and in Ukraine everything is done quietly. That's what she said. Did not mean it that way at all. Just thought of how that could be taken by some. by some of you who have less than clean mental states. That is what this lady said by regarding Anton Savelyev, one of the servicemen who died. Quote, we don't know where exactly, but somewhere there. Quote, it's Ukraine's fault that he died, of course. It's a shame that we die for not our motherland. And that is, it's Ukraine's fault, apparently. It's not Vladimir Putin's fault. It's not it's not the government's fault. It's Ukraine's fault that he died. They're just fighting for their freedom, apparently. And that's a problem. From there, we flew to Ufa in central Russia, then by road to the Republic of Tatarstan, the home of Timur. His grave was strikingly similar to Anton's. Timur's mother told Sky News she was given notice of death from the military that her son had died, quote, in the North Caucasus, a restive region in southern Russia, but no specific location. There are no reports of Russian military casualties around this date in either Russian or local media or from militant groups known to operate there, from whom the death of a Russian soldier would be a powerful propaganda tool. The mother said she was worried her son might be sent to Ukraine, and he had told her he would go if he was asked. Quote, when he was on vacation, I told him that if you get sent to Ukraine, let me know. He told her that he would let her know, but apparently sent nothing. Now, Russian blogger Ruslan Leviev, I know there's a lot of Russian names, has led the social media investigation into the deaths, and his network first connected the three men. Quote, many relatives of both Timur and Ivan wrote on social media websites that they died at war, he said. We all know that there is no war in the North Caucasus, but there are no anti-terrorist operations there at the moment. There's only one war, and that's in eastern Ukraine. This blogger has apparently been getting death threats. We want to show the people that our government is lying, even to its soldiers, that they abandoned them, those who were captured, and died. Well, that's the latest from Ukraine. Only more proof that Russia is involved. And it's just going to mount over time. Everyone knows that Russia is involved in what's going on in Ukraine. Question is anyone going to stand up? But you remember this, though. No matter if someone does or does not stand up, that there's always someone who will stand up. That is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And if he's not your Lord, you should pray. Look at Scripture. Get to know him. I think you'll find that he loves you and that he does have forgiveness for all of our wrongs. We're going to be here tomorrow, 7 to 9. He is the answer for all of our ills and all the headlines that I read. We'll see you tomorrow.
And frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801.